Yeah, I don't remember where she is either. I haven't seen her because I know her. Yeah, because we was both in the same shelter together.
What's your name?
Dorothea. She can take care of herself. I can't think of that woman's name right now. Save my life.
What happened?
Ain't Gloria. It ain't Lillian. It ain't, I know her. She knows me, too.
So it's the third day that I'm out looking around the streets of Phoenix for a lady. Her name's Lori. I met Lori because she sat outside of the dorm in which I live with her tattered suitcase. She's the nicest lady, but one day she just disappeared, and that bothered me. And so I decided to go looking for her. I wasn't really sure how to go about finding someone who's homeless. So I did the only thing I could think of, and that was walk the streets of Phoenix. So I started looking around the hotels in the downtown area because I figured she might go somewhere where there was security, but I had no luck. On Wednesday, I got up. I reached out via Yik Yak, actually. I just sent a generic message. Hey, does anyone know what happened to the homeless lady who used to sit outside? And I got a lot of, no, I don't know. Oh, I noticed she was missing. Then there was one, and somebody said that they thought she was on Roosevelt Row. And so that's where I went, Roosevelt Row. And I didn't find her. But what I did find are a lot of other homeless people just like Lori. Good people. People who aren't here because of something they've done or because they're bad people. They're just here because of life. And life's not always perfect.
You don't know?
But Phoenix Executive Director of St. Vincent de Paul, Steve Zavilsky, says there's always a place people can go if they're in need.
We have a saying that no act of charity is foreign to the Vincentians at St. Vincent de Paul. We feed, clothe, house, and heal the homeless and the working poor all throughout central and northern Arizona.
That's my sister.
That's your sister?
So it's 3:06 a.m., and it's the second night I'm out looking for Lori. Excuse me? Hi.
Oh.
I'm looking for a homeless lady. She just disappeared from in front
of
Starbucks. I was wondering if you had seen her at all?
No, I can't even think of anybody that put that description around here lately.
According to the Phoenix Rescue Mission, in 2014, officials counted as many as 17,558 homeless people in Maricopa County throughout the year. On one particular night, that means that there can be as many as 4,865 people in shelters and 1,044 people on the streets. So it's almost 9:00 at night, and I'm sitting on a bench a couple blocks away from my dormitory where I and others have seen Lori sleep. This bench is her bed. It's a 4-foot-wide metal bench with a bar going across the middle. It has holes in it. And tonight it's cold. It's about 55 degrees. And just touching the bench, it's freezing. But the reason I'm able to sit on this bench tonight is because Lori is not here. And she hasn't been here for a few nights. So it's about 11:36 in the afternoon, and I'm back out looking for Lori.
Wait.
I'm looking for a lady. She's homeless. She's about yay tall. She's got really curly hair, and she carries a suitcase. It's like got a broken wheel, a little bit tattered. Really sweet lady. Have you seen her?
Well, I mean, you can check around Cass or Andre House. You know how to get there? Take the dash, which you can pick it up, or like right over here at the central station. Take that towards 12th Avenue and Jefferson.
Okay.
Get off there, and you'll see like where the fence is, the big building that's right down the road. Okay, it's a red, kind of reddish paint type black brick. Go there, and you're going to want to go through the front gate.
The front gate?
Yeah, the front gate. It's going to be located like right toward the right side. Go over there and see if you can find her there.
In the last 96 hours, I've talked to a lot of people, and now my journey is taking me to CAS, the Central Arizona Shelter Services. And due to the confidentiality, they can't tell me whether Lori's here or not. But what I can do is write a note, which they'll pin on a board. And hopefully she'll see. And hopefully when she reads it, she'll see that there's people thinking about her. There's someone who cares about her. And someone who wants to make sure she's okay.
In Phoenix for Blaze Radio News, I'm Olivia Richard.